we're going to be hearing from someone who has been around for many years. He and his family started attending when they were attending the Youth and Family Ministry, when I was actually the Youth and Family Ministry director. And so I got to know he and his family and trust what they were doing, not only in their own spiritual journey, but in bringing it into the world in a variety of different ways. They are, he and his wife particularly, are ones that I see taking these spiritual truths and applying them in their own lives and then inviting others to do that too. I have learned so much from them myself. And when it comes to how do we take this idea of we are all one and we are all children of God and apply it to our homes, apply it to our how we show up in our family dynamics. And this is where the rubber meets the road, right? Where our spirituality has feet. And beyond that, I've gotten to know his heart of service and of deep love and of play. It is just a joy to see him in action in a variety of different, all the ways that he shows up here in service and in classes and just as who he is. Will you join me in welcoming Ty Hatfield?
So this is what the 9 a.m. service looks like. Wow. Very interesting. Never been here before, no. You guys are looking good, though, looking green. Oh, boy. Well, this is the worst morning for me to come and speak because I had a spiritual awakening last night. I went to my first ever Jimmy Buffett concert, and that was crazy. Hey, raise your hand if you've ever been to one. Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Anyhow, we had fun. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about our journey here, and it's been an amazing one. Let's see. My wife and I have three daughters, and we started teaching a parenting class in 1999. And she went to one of these trainings. She was a teacher before we had kids. And she went to a training called the 40 Developmental Assets for Children. And it was these markers of all these things that you could do to support your kids. The more these 40 things were being done with a child, that the more they would be healthier and thriving. And she did the checklist, and we were doing pretty good on everything except spirituality. It had spirituality in there, and I had been raised in a atheist home, which I don't hear that too often. Somebody's been raised in an atheist home, but here I am, a recovering atheist home, I guess. Yeah, you Catholics, you don't have it. You know, we can have it too. Anyhow, my dad said, there's no proof. There's no proof. How can you? It's not there, you know. So I'll come back to that later. But as a young adult, I started reading books like Think and Grow Rich, and it was always talking about God and all that, and I was always intrigued by it. And I went to some friends' churches, and I was kind of mortified. I saw some baptisms that freaked me out, and that's kind of why I delayed being baptized here. but I did it. It was very loving. Thank you. I'm gonna do it again because it was so fun. Anyhow, we decided, okay, we're gonna go check out a church, and we went to a huge church in Lake Forest, and we checked it out, and it just seemed too judgmental to me, and yeah, it just didn't resonate. And so we're like, okay, I don't know what we're gonna do now. So. A lady named Charlene Johnson was a member here, and she used to sing with her husband, Greg. They moved to Colorado, but she told Linda, you know what, you guys, what you're teaching in your parenting classes seems like a perfect fit for Unity. You might want to check it out. So we came, and it was 2002, and Marge was reading from the book, or teaching from the book, The Power of Now. I love that book, and it just opened up my eyes, and everything you do here today resonated with me, and we were sold. So our kids started coming. We got convinced by Carolyn to help with the youth programs and did that for a long time, all the way up to the high school kids. And my one daughter, Kristen, she really liked it a lot, so she went all the way through, did all the camps. One time they convinced me they were short on counselors and during the summer, and I went up there and had like 5 fifth graders, and I thought I was going to die. You guys. But I survived that. But actually, it was really interesting to see how they treat the kids, and I love that how they do that. My daughter just loved it, and I thought it was wonderful for children. What I like about Unity is the mystical part of it, how Carolyn brings in, she'll tell a story, and it just fits right in with what we're going through, maybe, and she's so open and honest and authentic, and I know she learned some of that from Marge, who is an amazing person, and we love her very much, too. And one time our daughter Kristen had scoliosis surgery, and she had a spinal fusion, and she had to be in a hospital bed for months in our home, and we had to go through that, and our church group here rallied around us and supported us, so always remember that. A couple of years ago, Joe Hill said, "Hey, Ty, how come you're not a member of Unity?" And we've been coming for years, and I said, "Well, I don't know. Nobody's asked me." I guess you have to ask the person. If you're not a member, I'm asking you to join, you know. But I didn't really understand the baptism thing. I didn't know what that was all about. But Carolyn says, "We'll give it a try." And okay. And it felt really loving, so I'm all for it now. The teachings of Eckhart Tolle, Brian Katie, the Enneagram. Is Richard here? Oh, yeah, Richard. Linda went multiple times. I've gone a few times and taught our daughters the whole Enneagram thing. So now they're in their 20s, they're dating people. This guy's a 4 with a 5 wing, and, you know, it all helps. My girlfriend's an 8, and, you know, it's just, it's wonderful. It's amazing that we learned that. And then the AIF circles, this is our 3rd year. Our 1st year, we decided to host it, which is crazy. I don't know why we did that. But it was good. It was good, and we're set on that. So if you're new to Unity, I would highly recommend you step into that or any of these new classes. We're still checking out things that are new, the spiritual circle thing. And we just did that, and that was amazing. Thank you, guys. I love that. And then Jim and Christy's music, and I love what you guys do, too. And these two guys are amazing, too, aren't they? Yeah. Yes. And for some of you that don't know, I'm a retired police officer, and I know I've triggered some of you right now, right? Because you've received tickets, or raise your hand if you ever received a ticket from a police officer. Yeah, so you're all triggered. I won't ask you to raise your hand if you've ever been arrested. No. But coming here allowed me to understand, I think, have more empathy and compassion for people and a different perspective, I think, than what a lot of the police officers have there. And I thank Unity and the principals here for helping me really be a higher conscious police officer. You know, when you take somebody to jail, you can be mean, you can be neutral, or you can be the most compassionate person and say, this could be the change of your life here. And that's what I would try to do. And we did take a break. We went, we moved from Lake Forest to Huntington Beach and had a remodel job there. And we were getting our kids into college. And I'm not sure why. Well, my mom had Alzheimer's. And so we were dealing with all that and didn't come for a little bit. And then we're back forever. So it feels good to be back, and any of the men out there, please check out Mutts. It's a wonderful opportunity to connect as men in both. We embrace the feminine and the masculine side in our group, so check us out. It's a great emotional and spiritual support. So I'll end with that, and I'm glad to meet you guys. I would love to say hi in the back, and good night.
Say one thing.
Oh, I forgot. The most wonderful person in the world that's ever taught me about how to treat a woman, how to be a father, how to be a husband, how to be a brother, how to be a friend is my wife over here, Linda. And I would not be the man I would without her. So I love you.